Stacey and Jay Spoo, East Coast Radio.
Welcome to Stacey and Jay Spoo. Now, my friend, I mean, I like jumping straight into it. I don't want to waste your time. You are now officially an international artist. So, Mthandazo Kajane, so here's the premise for someone who's listening and doesn't know what's really going on. So, Mthandazo, you took the opportunity that John Legend had presented on his TikTok to ask people to duet with this particular song that he had put out. And then you took the opportunity with both your arms and you created a rendition of his song that was so beautiful that when I watched it, my brother, I'm not going to lie, it gave me goosebumps, right?
Thank you so much, from there,
John Legend, of course, heard about the video and your duet, and you got presented with the opportunity to perform with the Grammy Award-winning artist John Legend live as part of his South African tour. When you met John Legend face to face for the first time, did you not pee in your pants? Because I would. Just a little bit, just a tiny little bit.
I did way more than that.
That's fine. It stays between you and me, my friend. So how was that experience for you? How was the level of excitement? How was the nerves? Because immediately after you guys met, someone in the video requested for mics. How was that moment? Now the mics are coming through. Now John Legend is sitting in front of his piano. He's ready to rehearse this before it goes out to millions and millions of his fans. How did that moment feel for you?
Yo, I was literally nervous. It wasn't just, you know, the song saying nervous. I was nervous. But yeah, I mean, you are bound to be starstruck. I mean, this is, you know, a very decorated artist.
Yeah.
But now, you see, for every opportunity that you're looking for, you gotta, you know, also prepare yourself. You know what I mean? So this is something that I've been working on for a long time now. I feel like it's important for me to find ways, no matter how nervous I am, to give out my utmost best. So yeah, like any other event that I've had to be part of as someone that doesn't drink, that doesn't smoke to calm the nerves, I've just had to tap into that zone where I find comfort, and to also meet a guy that is so decorated yet so humble was also a bit comforting, and also made it a little bit easy for me to sort of like, you know, relax and do what I have to do.
So after you performed with John Legend, right, in Joburg, a spectacular evening, people were erupting from their seats watching a local boy perform, a Grammy Award winning artist. After that, during that evening, how many ladies came up to you and said, hey?
Okay, so this was an event by Big Best. It was a corporate event. It was more of like CEOs, that type of vibe. So you didn't expect people running to you and all that. So yeah, it was a bit chilled than normal event I would go to, maybe at a park or at a stadium. You know, it was a corporate event.
Okay, I want to ask you something, because Mina, I'm all about the truth, my friend. I'm a fan of John Legend. Also, I'm a fan of yours, bro. Like,
Mthandazo,
man, you've released some very, very beautiful music for South Africans, and I hope the international landscape gets to experience what you have to offer from a musical perspective. But did you feel like the way he was treating you, like, Tommy Amle, did you get tempted to ask Utim Fadjahamfa to follow me back on Instagram or give me your WhatsApp number? You know what I mean? Did you get there?
For me, it didn't. I mean,
so you didn't?
For the longest. Nah.
Mthandazo, you playing games, Baba. If there's one lesson you must learn from me, my guy, when you get the opportunity, you ask for the WhatsApp number, you ask for the follow back, you ask for the email address, you ask for the home address in case you have to go to America. You know what I mean? But no, man, listen, we are super, super proud of you. And I'm really excited for what's to come for you from a musical perspective. And your career is really just going to bloom in a way that you did not imagine. But your name is Mthandazo. So I'm assuming you've been praying about this for the longest time. Where to now from here?
Yeah, man, I've been praying. But from here, moving forward, it's more music, delivering what comes from my heart.
Yeah.
As opposed to going for what will trend and all that. I'm more about, you know, people connecting with what I deliver. So I'll just keep releasing more and more of the type of sound. And yeah, I mean, I just hope that people check out the new EP. On the very same day I did this duet, I actually dropped an EP.
What's that EP called?
It's called Journey to Infinity.
Journey to Infinity. Yeah, we can find it, of course, on all digital platforms.
Yeah, it's available on digital platforms.
Okay, and what are your social media handles, my brother?
Mthandazo Kajane. On all of them, Mthandazo Kajane.
I wish I could be you, but I can only go as far as working with you. I'm going to see how we can link up and see how we can work together. But I'm really, really proud of the work that you've put in. Nothing happens by mistake. And you certainly took on the opportunity to meet someone and to be in the presence of someone like John Legend, a Grammy Award winning artist, but also just overall so talented. When two talents meet, Baba, it's never a mistake. So well done to you. We are extremely proud, and I wish you all the best when it comes to your career going forward, okay?
Thank you so much.
Lovely, Mtandazo. Have a great one. I'm out.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.